Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Pradnya. Dobra prajalava visyam. Visaji vayatas ras laktas. E me nachanayam. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutalaya Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinavani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachyade Shatarne Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakat Karubhyas Jagripa, Sindhu Bhyevacha, Paridhanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. I want to practice my Russian for 2 seconds. Хочу практиковать. Ой, русский, не сколько секунд. Давайте принесем свои смирения и поклонения всем вайшнавам, преданным Господа, которые могут исполнить желание каждого, подобно древом желания и полное сострадание к всем пачам обусловленным душам. Харе Кришна. Was that correct? Sort of. Okay. Right, so devotees, Pradhaniya, we are going to focus mainly on Srila Sanatan Goswami. And, well, we will tell a number of stories. And we'll try and see what lessons we can learn from these, not just stories, but the different incidents which are described. Right, so Srila Sanatana Goswami appeared in this world in 1488.
Итак, Шрила Санатана Госвами пришел в этот мир в 1488 году.
Lord Chaitanya appeared in 1486.
А Господь Чайтанья пришел в 1486 году.
So there's 2 years. Lord Chaitanya is 2 years before.
Получается, что Господь Чайтанья пришел 2 года раньше.
And then, so Санатана Госвами is the older brother in that family.
И в этой семье Санатана Госвами является старшим братом.
Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Shri Shri Nittai Sachi Nandan Ki Jai Guru Parampara Stas Nyat Ani Ushne Ni Prishne Okay, yeah, so it's Sanatana Goswami 1488, Rupa Goswami 1493. Right, so there's 5-year difference in their ages.
У них 5 лет разница в возрасте.
And there's another brother, Anupam or Vallabha, he's known by the two names.
У них также был еще один брат, которого зовут Анупама или Валлабха, его двумя именами.
And we don't know, I don't know, I couldn't find at least, what year he appeared in, but he was the youngest of the three.
Я не смог найти информацию о том, в каком году он родился, но он был самым младшим из трех братьев.
And he was the father of Srila Jiva Goswami.
И он был отцом Srila Jiva Goswami.
Right, so Sanatan then, particularly, well, we're focusing on Sanatan. He, just as a child, a small child, he had a dream. Someone, he couldn't identify who, someone approached him and gave him a Srimad Bhagavatam.
В этом сне кто-то подошел к нему, он не мог понять, кто, и дал ему Шримад Бхагаватам.
And in his dream, he was just really inspired.
И в этом сне он был очень сильно вдохновлен.
Because the family there, a Vaishnava family.
Потому что их семья была семьей Вайшнава.
Yeah, they are, well, technically speaking, according to Vedic culture, they are Saraswat Brahmins.
Если применить к ним физические термины ведической культуры, то они были Сарасвати Брахманы.
Means there are different levels of Brahmins. The Saraswat Brahmins are the highest.
Есть различные уровни Брахманов, и Сарасват Брахманы – это самые высшие Брахманы.
So he was very brilliant. So the next morning he woke up.
И на следующее утро он проснулся.
And he saw the Bhagavatam was not there.
И увидел, что Бхагаватам нет.
And he became very distressed. What happened to my Bhagavatam? But then, during the same day, the person from the dream came and gave him the Bhagavatam.
Но в этот же день человек, который приснился ему во сне, в реальной жизни пришел и вручил ему Бхагаватам.
And so from that time, just as a young fellow, in the early days of school, he was reading the Bhagavatam every day.
И с тех пор, когда только пошел в школу, он каждый день читал Шримад Бхагаватам.
Right. So, so he grew up as a just outstanding scholar.
И он вырос непревзойденным ученым.
And then as a young man, he was noticed by the Muslim rulers.
Когда он еще был юношей, его заметили мусульманские правители.
Now he may have been 25, 26, 27.
В то время ему было где-то 25-27 лет.
Means Rupa Goswami was 22.
Соответственно, Рупа Госвами было где-то 21-22.
And the ruler, the main ruler, Hussein Shah, approached them both.
И главный правитель Хусейн Шах подошел, позвал их обоих.
And he made them an offer. In English we say, we will make you an offer you cannot refuse.
И он сделал им предложение, как говорится, от которого они не могли отказаться.
And he offered to Sanatan, you can become prime minister.
Он предложил Санатану Госвами стать премьер-министром.
And Rupa, you can become the minister of finance.
Ты, Рупа, можешь стать министром финансов.
So in a very sort of gentlemanly, nice way, they politely refused.
Но очень вежливо, как истинные джентльмены, они вежливо отказались.
But the Hussein Shah, he said, all right, if that is your choice, I will respect your choice, but what I will do, I will just kill you.
Но что мне придется сделать? Мне придется убить вас.
And if you don't believe me, first of all, I will kill all your family.
Если вы мне не верите, то для того, чтобы вы поверили, я сначала убью всех членов вашей семьи.
It was in this sort of mood, like a sarcastic mood.
Такое было несколько саркастичное настроение.
Perhaps you'd like to reconsider your decision.
Возможно, вы захотите передумать.
So like this, Sanatan and Rupa, they were forced to become the main ministers in the Muslim government of West Bengal.
Таким образом, Рупа и Санатана были вынуждены занять ведущие посты министров в мусульманском правительстве в Западной Бенгалии.
And after a little while, they based themselves in a place which is called Ramakeli. This is Ramakeli. I don't think many of us have been there. It's right up in the north of Bengal. Like several hours drive north of Mayapur. So they had not yet met Lord Chaitanya. But they were already just like first-class devotees. And when they went to Ramakeli, they transformed it into a new Vrindavan. There was a Radhakund, a Shyamakund. They built a Govardhan hill and all other different features of Vrindavan they constructed and arranged. And they were just totally Krishna conscious. Even interesting little point. Rupa Goswami in Ramakeli, he wrote his book Hansaduta.
Интересно отметить, что в Рамакеле Рупа Госвами написал свою книгу под названием «Хамсадута».
Have you read Hamsadutta?
Вы читали Хамсадуту?
What одна? Два, три, okay. Четыре. Apostrophe. If not, you've wasted 10% of your lives.
Если вы не читали Хамсадуту, вы потратили 10% своей жизни впустую.
But it's just a sublime literature. It's Lalita speaking to a swan. After Krishna has left Vrindavan. And asking the swan to take a message to Krishna explaining the situation in Vrindavan after he's left. Anyway, it's very beautiful, very beautiful book. And this is before they had met Lord Chaitanya. So in other words, they're just eternal, natural devotees. So anyway, after some time, Lord Chaitanya left Jagannath Puri and set off for Vrindavan. As it happens, Lord Chaitanya did not reach Vrindavan. Later, some years later, He went again from Puri and he did reach Vrindavan. But this time, Lord Chaitanya He went from Puri up the coast into Bengal.
На этот раз Господь Читания вышел из Пури и пошел по берегу океана вверх к Бенгалии.
And he went to Ramakeli.
И он прибыл в Рамакели.
And there he met Rupa and Sanatan.
И там в Рамакели он встретил Рупу и Санатан.
Sanatan at that point had adopted a Muslim name.
На тот момент Санатан принял мусульманское имя.
His name was Sakara Malik.
Его звали Сакар Малик.
Malik means something like Lord or like a big master.
Малик означает повелитель или большой господин.
Even Malik is actually a name of Krishna.
На самом деле даже Кришна называют Малик.
There's a famous Bollywood film called Malik. And it's about how Krishna saves a family. So Sakara Malik means basically like the big boss, the big master, the big lord. And Rupa was Dabir Khas, well, he was the finance minister. So there's nice description in Chaitanya Charitamrita of the meeting of Rupa and Sanatan with Lord Chaitanya. And we will just read a bit of it now. Пожалуйста.
Увидев Махапрабху, Рупа и Санатана переполнились радостью и начали плакать слезами радости. Господь спросил их, попросил их подняться с колен и благословил их. Они встали и, зажав соломинку между своими зубами, они смиренно принесли свои молитвы со сложенными ладонями. Они сказали: «Вся слава Шри Кришне Чайтанья, самому милостивому спасителю всех павших душ. Вся слава Господу». Затем они полностью предались Господу со словами: «Дорогой Господь, Ты принял эту инкарнацию, чтобы спасти всех павших душ. Ты должен иметь в виду, что в этом мире нет никого более павших, чем мы. Ты освободил двух братьев, Джагая и Мадхая. Но для того, чтобы освободить их, тебе не потребовалось много усилий. Мы же в миллион раз хуже, чем Джагая и Мадхая. Мы самые деградировавшие, падшие и грешные души, более падшие, чем они. На самом деле, мы принадлежим касте мясоедов, потому что мы слуги мясоедов. Так как мы общаемся с ними, мы стали врагами коров и браманов. Они продолжили свое обращение к Чайтанья Махапрабху следующим образом: «Нет никого в этой вселенной, кто бы обладал силой, чтобы освободить нас. Ты спаситель заблудших душ. Только ты можешь спасти нас. Если ты спасешь такие падшие души, как мы, то сила твоей милости станет известна по всему миру. Ты пришел, чтобы спасать самых падших, и мы являемся самыми падшими. Если ты проявишь нам свою милость, то тогда могущество твоей милости будет засвидетельствовано, и каждый будет знать, что ты выполнил свою миссию спасения самых падших. Хотя мы не квалифицированы для того, чтобы получить твою милость, все равно у нас в нашем сердце есть такое желание».
Хорошо. Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху, окей. So after Rupa and Sanatan had that meeting with Lord Chaitanya, they decided, that's it, we have had enough.
После этой встречи Рупа и Санатана решили, что все, с нас хватит.
Rupa, just very shortly after, just escaped. But Sanatan, he stayed on a little longer. But he became so tired of working that after a while he stopped working. He just reported in sick. I am sick of working. So he didn't say he wasn't going to work, but he just stopped working. And Hussein Shah came and told him, you got to work. But Sanatan wouldn't, so Hussein Shah arrested him. Then when he was arrested, when he was in jail, Sanatan Goswami bribed the keeper of the jail. And he actually gave him 7,000 gold coins. And it's a bit of a long story, but he escaped. And he heard, when he escaped, he heard Lord Chaitanya is on his way to Vrindavan. And he met Lord Chaitanya in Varanasi. You know, Sanatan Goswami had been living outwardly like a Muslim. He had the hairstyle, the beard of a Muslim. You know, if you're in India, you know how to recognize a Muslim man. He'll have a beard, no mustache, they're not allowed to wear mustaches. So when you see men like that in India, you know, this is a Muslim, don't say Hare Krishna to him. So Lord Chaitanya at that time was staying in the house of Chandrasekhar. And then suddenly Lord Chaitanya is just sitting there, and Lord Chaitanya told Chandrasekhar, there is a Vaishnav sitting in front of your front door. And Chandrasekhar opened the door. There was Sanatan Goswami. But he looked like a Muslim. Yeah, he really. He was dressed like a Muslim. He had the special beard of a Muslim. And Chandrasekhar said to him, Salam alaikum. And Sanatan said, Alaikum salam. And Chandrasekhar came back and said, my lord, there is no Vaishnav outside the door. It's just a Muslim mendicant. Lord Chaitanya said, invite him in. So Chandrasekhar invited in Sanatan Goswami. And when Lord Chaitanya saw Sanatan Goswami, he just grabbed him and embraced him. And they're embracing each other and just crying and crying. And Chandrasekhar couldn't understand, why is the Lord embracing a Muslim? So, anyway, eventually, of course, things became clear to Chandrasekhar. And then, at Varanasi, Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatan Goswami extensively in Krishna consciousness. You know, if you're familiar with the Madhyalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you would know the last, I think, just about the last five chapters, it's Lord Chaitanya instructing Sanatan Goswami. And just in great detail about the most essential truths of Krishna consciousness. Interesting little point that even though Rupa Goswami is accepted as the leader of the six Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya's instructing Rupa Goswami is just one chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Rupa Goswami, it's about five chapters. Right. So anyway, then Sanatana Goswami went to Vrindavan. Well, Lord Chaitanya instructed him to go to Vrindavan. But then after a while, he went to visit Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. Right. Now, he was so anxious to meet Lord Chaitanya. He ran all the way to Jagannath Puri. And he just didn't care about eating, sleeping, even bathing. As a result, he contracted a serious skin disease. All these oozing sores all over his body. So it was extremely painful and kind of hideous to look at. But there's nothing he could do to cure it. So Sanatana Goswami, there in Jagannath Puri, he became so frustrated with his bodily condition. He decided to commit suicide. He didn't tell Lord Chaitanya. He didn't tell anybody. But the Rath Yatra was coming up in a few weeks. And he resolved, right, when the chariot of Lord Jagannath comes down the street, I will dive under the wheels. Das vidanya. Yeah, that's what he was going to do. Because as far as he was concerned, this body is too much, there's nothing I can do about it, let me get rid of it.
Потому что он посчитал, что с этим телом он уже ничего полезного сделать не может, поэтому нужно от него избавиться.
So this was his secret resolution in his mind.
Вот такой приговор он сидел, вынес секретный приговор в своем уме.
Some days before the Ratha Yatra, he visited Lord Chaitanya. And you know, he hadn't told anybody about his decision. But then, somehow, he couldn't understand how it happened. Lord Chaitanya started talking about suicide.
Но каким-то образом он не мог понять, как Господь Читания начал говорить о самоубийстве.
You know, that suicide is bad, people should not commit suicide.
Он стал говорить, что самоубийство это плохо, люди не должны совершать самоубийство.
Vaishnavs will never commit suicide.
И уж тем более Вайшнав никогда не пойдет на самоубийство.
And Sanatan Goswami was thinking, wow, has he understood my mind?
И Санатан Госвами подумал, ого, ничего себе, он знает, что у меня на уме.
Maybe you've had, you know, a similar type of experience before.
Может быть, у вас уже было когда-то такое чувство?
Someone is giving class and they talk about a problem that you have.
Иногда бывает так, что кто-то дает лекцию и говорит непосредственно о той проблеме, которая сейчас у вас.
And then you get in this way, you get a solution to your problem.
И таким образом вы получаете решение своей проблемы.
And then Lord Chaitanya turned to Haridas Thakur.
И затем Господь Чайтанья разворачивается к Харидасу Такуру.
And he pointed to Sanatan Goswami.
И показывает на Санатан Госвами.
What? And he said, Haridas, look at this man. What sort of character does he have? He wants to destroy another man's property. Means Lord Chaitanya is saying, your body is my property.
Другими словами, Господь Читания говорит, твое тело – это моя собственность.
And then he explained to Sanatan,
и затем он объяснил Санатану,
that if I thought that I could achieve love of God by committing suicide,
если бы я думал, что можно достичь любви к Богу, совершив самоубийство,
I would give up hundreds of bodies immediately. But you do not achieve love of God by committing suicide. You achieve love of God by rendering devotional service. So he told Sanatan, I have many things, many goals I want to achieve through your body.
И он сказал Санатане, что у меня есть очень много целей и задач, которые я хочу решить через свое тело.
So don't you kill your body, it's very bad.
Поэтому не убивай свое тело, это очень плохо.
Anyway, I hope none of you are thinking of committing suicide.
Я надеюсь, что никто из вас не думает о самоубийстве.
Okay. Пожалуйста, нет. Yeah, because it's just Vaishnavas don't do that. So then Lord Chaitanya preached to him at some length of the different goals that he wanted achieved through Sanatan Goswami.
И затем Господь Чайтанья достаточно подробно объяснил Санатану Госвами, каких именно целей он хочет достичь с помощью его тела.
And and then they parted ways. Then Санатан Госвами left.
И затем Санатан Госвами ушел.
But his body was still in this just horrible condition.
Но при этом его тело оставалось в этом ужасном состоянии.
Not long after that, Sanatan Goswami visited Lord Chaitanya again.
Некоторое время спустя Санатана Госвами опять пришел к Господу Чайтанья.
His body is still just full of sores.
И все его тело было покрыто ранами.
So, Sanatana Goswami was living sort of the other side of the Jagannath temple. So, in order to reach Lord Chaitanya's place, he had to walk right across in front of the temple, across in front of the main entrance. But this time, he didn't go that way. This time he went a long way around on the beach and then back up to Lord Chaitanya's place. And it was midsummer. Как здесь сейчас? Лето. Слишком жарко. Сегодня я слышал больше, чем 15 градусов. But there it was a real summer. Настоящее, yeah. It was at least 45 degrees. And the sand on beaches, when it reaches... Even just when it reaches 30 degrees or 35 degrees, the sand becomes very hot. As a result, Sanatana Goswami's feet got burnt on the sand. And there were blisters under the soles of his feet. And then he arrived at Lord Chaitanya's place. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, what happened to you? Why are your feet like that? And Sanatana Goswami said, oh, it's nothing, don't worry about it. I came along the beach. Feet got burnt. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, why did you go along the beach? You can just walk down past the temple. Why didn't you do that? And Sanatana Goswami explained that there, by the entranceway of the big temple, you get all these pujaris and people like that. They're coming and going and coming and going.
Напротив входа в храм постоянно ходят пуджари, которые то заходят, то выходят из храма.
And if I walk past there, there's so many of them, and they're going and coming quickly.
И если я буду там проходить, а их очень много, и ходят и выходят они очень быстро.
Some of them may rub against my body.
Кто-то из них может задеть мое тело.
And they'll get all this yucky stuff on their body. And this will be an offense to Jagannath. If they go back into the temple onto the altar like that, this is big apparat. So I didn't want that to happen. Therefore I came along the beach and I got a little burnt, but it's better than making an offense. And Lord Chaitanya, you can read, it's in Anchya Lila chapter 4. He speaks these two verses. It's Anchya Lila 4, sto dvatsa devat, sto tritsat. Yadyapyo tumihau jagata pavana Thomas Sparshe Pavitra Hoya Deva Muni Gana Tatabi Bhakta Swabhava Maryada Rakshana Maryada Palana Hoya Sadura Bhushana.
Дорогой Санатана, хотя ты спаситель всей Вселенной, и даже полубоги и великие святые очищаются от соприкосновения с тобой, преданные всегда строго следуют правилам вайшнавского этикета. Соблюдение этикета вайшнава украшает преданного.
So this is a very important point we can learn for our own Krishna consciousness.
И это очень важный момент, который мы можем принять для своего сознания Кришны.
It really is of value to learn how to conduct ourselves properly as Vaishnavas. We don't want to be just like dirty Vaishnavas. Grasny, groovy, rude Vaishnavas. Can you imagine? Gross Vaishnavas, like super sutras. Yeah. No, we must try to become proper gentlemen and gentle ladies. And this is what Prabhupada was asked. How will people recognize who's a devotee? And Prabhupada said, they will see that devotees are perfect gentlemen and gentle ladies. Very honest. Yeah. And just very respectful. Respectful to everyone. So, and this, learning to conduct yourself like that, it becomes like jewelry, which makes you look much nicer.
Это поведение становится подобным украшением на теле такого человека.
Then Lord Chaitanya did a very amazing thing.
И затем Господь Чайтанья сделал удивительную вещь.
Priest Ignatia, Ramni, Vezapasnasne, Pajasta. He grabbed Sanatan Goswami.
Он обхватил Санатан Госвами.
And embraced him. And just squeezed him against his body. And I had an experience actually quite some years ago in Vrindavan. We were waiting at the railway crossing at Chatika on the way from Vrindavan to Radhakund.
На пути из Вриндавана в Радхакунду у места Чатика мы ждали возле железнодорожного переезда.
So I'm standing by the railway, looking up and down. Where are the trains?
И вот я стою возле переезда, смотрю налево, направо, где же поезд.
Suddenly, from behind me came two arms.
Неожиданно из-за спины появляются две руки у меня.
Кто это? And they came around me and squeezed me and squeezed me. И после этого they squeezed me and lifted me off the ground and dropped me back on the ground. It was B.B. Govinda Maharaj. So Lord Chaitanya just grabbed him and just squeezed him. And Sanatan was saying, no, my Lord, no, please don't do this. But Lord Chaitanya did not listen. Then he let go of him after a little while. And Sanatan saw on the body of the Lord was all this stuff from his sores. And he felt so bad. But then he looked at his own body. His body was like shining like gold. All the wounds and sores disappeared. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Sanatan Goswami ki. Yes, okay. So then, Sanatan Goswami, he went to Vrindavan, and he lived a very austere life. Actually, he would always do Rajamandala Parikrama. Yeah. There are four main places in Vrajmandal where there are bhajan kutiyas of Sanatan Goswami. One's at the Madan Mohan temple, there, the old Madan Mohan temple. One is in Gokula Mahavan, just by the birthplace of Lord Krishna, the palace of Nanda Maharaj. One is at Manasi Ganga, and the fourth one is at Pavan Sarova by Nandagram. So he is always doing Rajmandal Parikrama. He'd finish one Parikrama and start another one and finish that one and start another one. And after that one, you know what he would do? He would do Govardhan Parikrama. Same Parikrama like we do. But sometimes he would do a long Parikrama. I don't know if you know the places around there. Like he'd start from Manasi Ganga. Then he would go down, he'd go right down to he would go out, actually. He'd go past Chandra Sarova, Paita. Around outside the end of the hill. He would go to, Gulalkund, if you know Gulalkund. Up past Nimgaon. Around Suryakund. Come back through Mukhara. It's about a 50-kilometer parikrama. If you want to know about these places, you have to read our Govardhan book. Reklama. Yeah. But he was just constantly moving. There's another bhajan kutiya. There's a fifth bhajan kutiya. Yeah. It is at Shyamakund. If you know where the Madan Mohan temple is in Shamakund. Yeah. I mean, you just have to ask a little and you can find it. It's a really nice place. So he would stay there also sometimes. Let me tell you a story from that Madan Mohan temple. Well, at that time, Rupa Goswami was living in Vrindavan town. And he was writing a lot. And sometimes he would bring things which he had written to Sanatan Goswami to check. So one day, Srila Rupa Goswami came to Shamakund, and he gave Sanatan Goswami a poem he had just written. It is called Chatu Pushpanjali, or Four Offerings of Flowers. And it's basically a poem glorifying Srimati Radharani. It's available, at least it's available in English. So he gave the manuscript to Sanatan Goswami. And he asked him, please check it and see if there are any mistakes, anything that needs to be improved. So Sanatan Goswami started reading Chatu Pushpanjali. And he came across a very extraordinary line, if I remember correctly. It's the last line of the first verse. It says, Srimati Radharani has long black hair. And she ties it in one single long plait down her back. And when she walks, when she moves, the plait moves. And when it moves, it looks like a black snake. And Sanatan Goswami read this. He became shocked. Radharani? Black snake? No, it cannot be right. But this is Rupa Goswami. How could he make a mistake? But it seems terrible. What is the situation? So he didn't know what to do. He sort of became, you could say, emotionally paralyzed. And he just didn't know what to do. Some days later, Srila Rupa Goswami returned. And he asked Sanatan Goswami, so, you finished checking the poem? Well, what do you think of it? Anything I need to alter? Poor Sanatan Goswami didn't know what to say. He said, well, you know what I mean. Да, нет, да, и может быть тоже. He said, well, I'm almost finished. And Rupa Goswami said, you know, I need it. We want to publish it right away. Sanatan Goswami said, all right, just hold on a minute or two. Ili Gyasat, Ili Petnatsat, Ili Polchasa. And he went and sat on the banks of Shamakund, looking at the manuscript. Her hair looks like a black snake. What to do? So he's sitting there, looking out across Shamakund, praying for some mercy. Suddenly, apparently out of nowhere, a group of village girls came on the other side of Shamakund. That place on the other side, it's called Govindaghat. It's where Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's and Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhajan Kutiyas are. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Okay, that's Govindaghat. So there are these girls, and now they're throwing a ball around, having a ball game. And they're jumping and laughing and throwing the ball and shouting and just having fun. And Sanatana Goswami is just kind of looking, almost just looking into space. Black snake. What to do? Suddenly he saw one of the girls who had her back turned to him. A black snake started climbing up the back of the girl. Cobra. Yo. And so he suddenly woke up, and he jumped up, and he shouted, snake, snake, watch out, watch out. And the girl said, snake, where's the snake? It's on her back. Look, watch out. And they all looked at the back of that girl. And they started roaring with laughter. Oh, black snake, that's nonsense. Oh, it's not a black snake. It's her hair. And they laughed and laughed. And Sanatan Goswami felt embarrassed. Smutilsa. Yeah. But then suddenly, those girls vanished. Not that they just ran away quickly. Suddenly they were just not there. And Sanatana Goswami just couldn't believe the whole situation. But then he understood. That was Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And they wanted to show me and prove to me that whatever Rupa Goswami says is correct. And he felt so relieved and inspired.
And he felt so relieved and inspired.
At that moment, Srila Rupa Goswami walked up. No, the Sanatan was there. Rupa Goswami walked up and said, "Okay, look, I must take the book. I have to." And Sanatan Goswami said, "No problem, it's ready." He handed over the manuscript, and Rupa Goswami said, "Tell me, what do you think of it?" And Sanatan Goswami said, "It is just wonderful." Oh, especially the bit about the black snake. Oh, that's just the best. And you can get that. It's available. You can read it. Yeah, okay. Let me tell you another little pastime from Shamakund. Like we mentioned, well, Sanatan Goswami is on one side. It's actually the northern side. No. It's the southern side, excuse me. Yeah, when you... Okay, anyway. And Raghunath Das was living at where his bhajan kutir is, Govindagat, which is the northern side. Yeah. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he had this practice. He would just sit outside all day and chant. I'm sure Govinda Maharaj has told you the program of Raghunath Das. Serious Naya programmer. Anyway, a lot of chanting. Now, at this time, it is summer. And this is Vrindavan, and there they have real serious summers. Also Champet Nathagrad. I see. Also Champeti Set and Gradisov Kashtijin. Really, really hot. But he just becomes so absorbed he wouldn't notice it. And he just carry on chanting right through the middle of the day. And, you know, it's very dangerous for your health to do that. Now you can easily get sunstroke, and you can just easily die. So Sanatan Goswami would see from the other side, and he was concerned. You know, this Raghunath Das Goswami, I think I'm going to have to give him a little bit of Soviet. So, no, he's thinking like this. One day he looked out across Shamakund. There's Raghunath Das just chanting away. And two tigers came down to Shamakund. And maybe just 20 meters from Raghunath Das Goswami, they started drinking water from Shamakund. And Raghunath Das He's just absorbed in his chanting. He's oblivious to what's going on around him. And Sanatana Goswami, you know, he didn't want to make a noise, disturb the tigers. Fortunately, the tigers just left. But then Sanatana Goswami went running around and met with Raghunath Das Goswami. And told him, listen, you can't just sit outside and chant like this. There were tigers here. They could easily kill you. You must build a hut. At least it's something that it'll protect you a bit. And Raghunath Das Goswami said, yes, you're right, I must build a hut. I'll do it. He didn't do it. He just, every day, you just sit there chanting. So one day, it was really hot. Not simply 45. Prahlad Nityan. It was 55. And Raghunath Das is just there chanting. And Sanatana Goswami saw Srimati Radharani appeared there. And she stood right next to Raghunath Das Goswami. And she held her, the top part of her sari, over the head and body of Raghunath Das Goswami. And she was, her head was just exposed to the sun. But she did that to protect her devotee. But Raghunath Das Goswami is just so absorbed in his chanting, he didn't even notice. After a little while, Srimati Radharani went. And again, Sanatana Goswami came running around and said, you know what happened this time? You engaged Srimati Radharani in your service. She held her sari over your head to protect you. She was exposed to the sun. You cannot do this. You must build a hut. And you just chant inside the hut, it's no problem. And Raghunath Das Goswami said, you're right, I must build a hut. Okay. And you know what he did? He built a hut. Yes. Because he didn't want to engage Srimati Radharani in his service. Let's see. One more. Okay, let's just tell you a well-known story. Sanatana Goswami meets Madan Mohan. So like we said, there's a bhajan kutir. It's kind of been destroyed now, unfortunately, but there's a sign there at Gokula Mahavan.
Мы уже сказали, что Гокула Махавани из Баджанги Тирса Анатана Госвами сейчас находится в плохом состоянии, но табличка там есть, там Баджанги Тирса.
So he would stay there a few days as he's doing his Vrajmandal Parikrama.
Он останавливался там на несколько дней во время Vrajmandala Parikrama.
One day he saw some of the local boys playing a game.
И в один из дней он увидел, как местные мальчики играют какую-то игру.
And there was one very dark-skinned boy there.
И среди них был мальчик с очень темной кожей.
And Sanatana Goswami looked at this boy and he understood, this is Krishna.
И посмотрев на этого мальчика, Sanatana Goswami понял, что это Кришна.
What's he doing just playing with the local boys?
Что он делает, играя с этими мальчиками?
He should be worshipped.
Ему нужно поклоняться.
So after the boys finished, Sanatana Goswami followed Krishna back home.
И когда мальчики закончили играть, Sanatana Goswami отправился за Кришной и проследил, в какой дом он пошел.
Actually, home was in Mathura across the river.
На самом деле его дом был в Матхуре через реку.
So he followed him and then went into the house.
И вот он проследил за ним и зашел внутрь дома.
It was a family, Brahmin family, Mathura Brahmins, named Chobe.
Это были брахманы из Матхуры, которых звали Чобе.
And Sanatana Goswami just walked in and said, "What are you doing?"
Sanatana Goswami зашел к ним в дом и спросил, что вы делаете?
Look at this. This is Krishna.
Посмотрите, это же Кришна.
You can't just let him run around.
Вы не можете позволить ему просто бегать вокруг.
Play games with the local boys.
Играть в игры с мальчиками.
You must put him on the altar.
Вы должны поставить его на алтарь.
You have to worship him.
Вы должны поклоняться ему.
And Chobe said, "Oh well, this is just how we live here."
Чобе ответил, мы просто здесь живем.
But anyway, if you insist, all right, okay.
Но если ты настаиваешь, хорошо, так и сделаем.
So Sanatana Goswami had Krishna Madan Mohan placed on the altar.
И Sanatana Goswami сделал так, что Madan Mohan поставили на алтарь.
Now you must stand like this.
Он сказал, ты должен стоять вот так.
Yeah, sort of. Got him properly situated and told him, just stay there. This is where you belong. That night, Sanatana Goswami had a dream. Madan Mohan appeared in his dream. Madan Mohan told him, listen, I've just been here a few hours. I'm already completely bored. I don't want to just stand here. I want to come with you on parikrama. So next morning, Sanatana Goswami went back to the Chobe house. And he spoke with Madan Mohan. And he said, you know, you want to come with me, but you must understand, I have a very rough life. I just sleep under a tree. I just beg a little food. Sometimes I don't even get anything. You don't want to live like this. You must stay here. You'll get nice deep fried sabji 3 times a day. You'll get paneer. Tagdali, toja. So look, just stay here. But Madan Mohan said, no, I am coming with you. Sanatana Goswami said, all right, you come with me. But if you ever complain about anything, I'm bringing you back here. So like this, they were traveling around Vrajmandala. One time, they were in the Vrindavan town where the Madan Mohan temple is.
И вот однажды они подошли к месту во Вриндаване, где сейчас находится храм Мадхана Махана.
Sanatana Goswami had been out begging.
Sanatana Goswami пошел просить подаяние.
All he got was some flour, like chapati flour.
И все, что ему дали, это была просто обычная мука для чапати.
No spices, no salt, no sugar.
Не было никаких специй, ни соли, ни сахара.
No chum-chum.
Никакого чам-чама.
You know what is chum-chum?
Знаете, что такое чам-чам?
Anyway, if you don't know, you've definitely wasted at least 10% of your life.
Как или иначе, если вы не знаете, вы однозначно потратили 10% своей жизни впустую.
So he mixed the flour with some Yamuna water.
И что он сделал? Он взял эту муку, смешал ее с водой из Ямуны.
Made it into just balls, like dough balls.
И собрал такие шарики.
And threw the balls straight into the fire.
И кинул эти шарики прямо в огонь.
And after a while, he took the balls out.
Через какое-то время он вынул их из огня.
Now there's black crust around each ball. He broke off the black crust and offered the balls to Madan Mohan. This is called bati. And he said, listen, Madan Mohan, this is the best I can do today. Please accept it. Madan Mohan looked and took a little nibble. There's no salt in the bati. Can't I at least have some salt with my bati? And Sanatana Goswami said, I knew you would complain. I'm taking you back to the Chobes now. But Madan Mohan said, no, I will take my bati without salt. I just want to come with you. So like this. You know, if you've seen Madan Mohan, you'd know he's not a small deity. This sort of must be this size or something. But he was traveling with Sanatana Goswami. Different tree every night. Because Sanatana Goswami, under one tree, he would realize the pastimes that happened there. And next night he'd move to the next tree. And realize the pastimes that happened there. So this was a lot of the lifestyle of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Just relishing the beauty and sacredness of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Vrindavan Dham ke. Sri Sanatana Goswami ke. Sri Madan Mohan ke. Go Premanande. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Spasiba Vam. Usya. Cham-cham.
Мы хотели бы узнать, что такое чам-чам, и вышло, что пока Махарадж не ответит, мы не уйдем, да?
Завтра.
Завтра.